This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 393.
Today, Robert asks, was listening to a cast about ghostwriting. Curious to hear if you think there are ethical issues in passing off your work as someone else's. Well, Robert, I think that depends. Ghostwriting has a long and more or less honorable tradition. There are a lot of people out there who want to write books who can't, who don't have the time or the skill. Any public figure, basically, their book has been ghostwritten. Whether a book is ghostwritten or not doesn't really matter. I don't have a problem with it as such. Passing off your work as someone else's? Well, that's a whole different question, and I'm not a big fan of that. But when you're ghostwriting, you're not passing your work off as someone else's. You are being hired to do a service for someone else. You're being hired to write a book that they will own and do with as they please, usually. They own it outright, the whole thing. And so they're in charge of how they present it and whatnot. And the public knows a lot more about ghostwriting now than they used to. And frequently, where it used to be this big secret, frequently now ghostwriters will be credited in acknowledgments or somewhere else in the book. But if you're ghostwriting, like, nonfiction on behalf of someone, as long as you're accurately representing their views, what you're doing is you're just serving as a conduit to put their thoughts into words. If you're ghostwriting for someone in a fictional sense, well, that's something I can see having a little more of an ethical problem with. I wouldn't like it simply because I wouldn't end up owning the copyright, but I could be persuaded to do it if you waved enough money at me. I understand from people who do ghostwriting professionally that it does get to you after a while, and it sort of saps your desire to live, but that the money at least used to be really, really good. When you're ghostwriting fiction, there is a little more of a question that's probably a legitimate question about the public being sold a bill of goods because a famous author's name is on it, but the famous author didn't write it, and frequently the famous author didn't even look at it. And, yeah, that can get a little dicey. For me, the ethics would depend on how the series is presented. If it's presented as something that's a collaboration, I'm okay with that. If it's something that's a house name, like the Stratemeyer Syndicate, like Franklin W. Dixon wrote The Hardy Boys and Carolyn Keene wrote Nancy Drew, well, of course, there were no people named Franklin W. Dixon and Carolyn Keene. Those were house names, and each series is written by dozens and dozens of writers working over decades and decades. But they were all jockeyed by editors who made sure that the style was consistent from book to book. So in that sort of instance, I wouldn't have a problem writing that or buying that because the customer's experience is that it's got the same voice in every book. The place where I would have a real problem with it is when you're passing something to the customer that will not meet their expectations. And in that case, to me, what you're doing kind of borders a little bit on fraud. May not legally be fraud, and it's not quite morally fraud, but it's edging in that direction in a way I'm not quite comfortable with. But if you've got an editor or a situation where you can ensure that the voice is consistent, or if it's being sold to the public as a collaboration, or it's being openly sold as a ghostwritten book, or you're ghostwriting nonfiction for someone whose views you're accurately representing, in those situations, I don't think there's any ethical problem with it. Hopefully I've explained why I think those adequately. If I didn't, send a follow-up, and I'll try to delve into my moral reasoning a little more. But thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.